到这里。感谢主的恩典带领黄牧师在我们当中已经很久了，所以我都不用再介绍，大家都对他不陌生。
So praise be to the Lord. Pastor Huang has been with us for a period of time, so no further ado. Let's welcome him.
但是这是第一次他在我们当中来正道，所以我们非常的感谢主，我们一起热烈拍手来欢迎。
So praise the Lord, this is the first time he's giving a sermon here. So praise the Lord, we can study the words together today. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在这特别的日子，我们在人面前来歌颂、赞美、敬拜你。
This is a special day. We sing praise to you.
现在我们要领受你的话语，求主的圣灵在我们当中运行。
Now we're studying your words. Let your Holy Spirit be among us.
来高牧你仆人的口，将你的话语传得完备。
So anoint my mouth so that I can spread your word.
来恳求主在我们当中感动弟兄姐妹的耳朵，能够听得明白。
Touch everybody so that you can hear my message clearly. Let the Holy Spirit complete my message. So praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 在刚才我们所读的这一段圣经
So we read the verses from Matthew chapter 24, verses 1 through 14.
按这边的 OK 好。我今天要来分享，就是神在末后的世代他所做的工作。
So the message today is about God's work in the last days.
那么在我们刚才所读的圣经里面，我们看到主耶稣。他跟第一节到第三节是讲到这个事件的这个人来龙去脉。
So we read about the verses 1 to 3.
奇怪了，我这个怎么打不开？哦，有了，好，感谢神，这是一个属灵征战。
So there's spiritual warfare, so there's some difficulty right now.
耶稣跟主耶稣跟门徒有一段对话。
So there's a dialogue between Jesus and disciples.
走出圣殿的时候，门徒就指着圣殿给他看，说：“哎呀，这个圣殿多漂亮啊！啊，盖得多坚固啊！”
So they were talking about how magnificent the temple looks.
主耶稣就说了：“说你不要看它太坚固，我告诉你，将来这一块没有一块石头会叠在石头上面。”
Truly, I tell you, no one stone here will be left on one another.
意思说这个都要垮掉了，那个石头都要翻过来了。
So everyone will be thrown down.
门徒听了很不能理会，不能体会这个什么意思。
Disciple couldn't understand.
所以后来一段，门徒耶稣在橄榄山，去耶路撒冷，知道是在那个圣殿的对面那边的，就看着那个圣殿了。
So Mount Olives is opposite the temple.
那门徒就说啊，问了两个问题啊。第一个问题说，你说的这个石头不在石头，什么时候会发生？然后有没有什么预兆？他问了两个问题。
So he asked two questions: When will the stone be thrown down, and when would it happen?
但主耶稣只回答一句话，跟两个问题无关了，就说你们要谨慎。
So just said, "Watch out." Doesn't seem to be related to the question.
然后耶稣开始说明了。
Then Jesus started to explain.
是末后的世代啊，在末后的世代有几件事情会发生。
Because by the end time, the last day.
第一件事情，那么就是说，在宗教方面，那么会有假基督来迷惑人。
Because false prophets and antichrist will come and confuse people.
就是，那么然后呢，这四到五节，然后第十节又讲到还有一些假先知也出来。
And verses 4 talk about the false prophets.
然后呢？我想现在还有一些假基督徒也进到教会里面。
And then there's a so-called make-believe Christian come to church.
来迷惑人的。
So confuse people.
那么这些很简单，他的方法是什么？是让教会失去了传福音的功能。
Because they want to have the church not spreading the gospel.
能够曲解圣经。
And then, kind of, make
对，所以我们要识别很简单。第一个，看看他是不是有照圣经所教导的这样去行。
So it's very easy whether they're teaching according to Bible.
那么他们是不是把教会变成一种社团，或者是教会是有发挥传福音的功能
？So whether church is spreading a gospel or just like a social club?
如果一讲到传福音，就马上就很多问题啊，很多责难。那么我们就知道，那如果是真的是一个基督徒的话，他会很乐意传福音的。有什么困难会去克服的
？So if we talk about spreading gospel, every complaint about difficulty, then we're not a true Christian because true Christians like to spread the gospel.
大部分教会的意向，神都是先给牧师的。
The vision of the church usually comes from pastor.
所以大家跟着牧师走，我想应该不会错，因为他要向神负责。
So if we follow the pastor, usually should be good because pastor has to respond to this God.
那么主耶稣讲的话呢？还有在第二个部分呢，就是关于在国际情势方面的，是第六节到第七节。
And verses 6 or 7 talk about the international events.
有打仗，国家跟国家打仗，民族跟民族打仗。
So nation against nation, people against people.
那么也是讲到的第三方面的预言是在社会人心方面的。
The third is about the depravity of the human heart.
是九到十二节。
Verses 9-12.
有人会陷害、杀害、恨恶。
So like the killing and all the depravity.
爱心冷淡，不法的事增多。
So the love grow cold.
所以我今天要分享的是在末世的时候，那么神在各地的工作。
So we talk about God's work in the last day around the world.
第一件就是圣经的预言要实现。
The first about fulfillment of prophecy in Bibles.
第一部分我要讲的实现是主耶稣讲的这些预言都实现了。
Because what Jesus said will come true.
从一到三节讲到圣殿的石头，没有一块石头放在石头上。
So verse 1-3 talk about every stone will be thrown down.
这在主后七十年的时候，罗马的尼禄皇帝为了要陷害基督徒，放了一把火把圣殿给烧掉了。
This happened at 70 AD because Roman Empire tried to accuse, blame it on the Christian and put a fire into Jerusalem.
那么烧了光光，那信徒都跑，也都分散了。
So the temple was burned out and the Christian all dispersed.
那么第二段的实现是在主后1096年到1099年十字军东征的时候。
So it's about 1090 to 1099. It's about
1099年十字军攻下的耶路撒冷啊，然后在那边杀害犹太人，然后到处抢劫。
So actually, the Christian took back Jerusalem, but they plundered the city, actually robbing the people.
来到圣殿的废墟，发现那个圣殿的那个大石头的石缝里面有许多黄金。
And then discovered, there's a stone. There's some.Remnant of gold among the stone.
因为圣殿烧毁的时候，圣殿里面很多圣器啊，很多黄金啊，火烧掉了，物质烧掉了，黄金就融化以后就流到那个石头的缝里面去。
Because when Roman burned down the temple, the gold was melted into the stone.
圣殿根基的石头很大，每一吨啊，你去看的时候知道，每一个是500吨重。
The foundation of the temple is a big stone. Each one weighed more than 500 tons.
一般小偷啊，想要偷也没办法偷。
So the thief cannot take them away.
只有军人呢，他是有这个力气跟武器，把这个石头就挖起来。为什么要挖黄金
？So only the soldier have the wherewithal to take the gold out of the stone.
这一挖就实现了主耶稣的预言，没有一块石头是叠在石头上的。
That fulfilled Jesus' prophecy that no stone, all the stone will be turned down.
所以人想象。五百吨的大巨石，就是在六级、七级地震也不会倒下来的，结果就翻过来了。神就用这样的方式来完成。
So, So such heavy stone, even earthquake couldn't turn them around. But right now, they all been turned around.
那么这里后面讲的这些啊，其他的各位都知道，像打仗啊，人没有爱心啊，这个都实现了，我们都看了很多了，我就不再重复。
So it's so obvious that wars and the people grow cold. It's so obvious.
那么圣经预言的实现，除了主耶稣讲的以外，更早以前在约珥书呢，比较特别的，那我在这里要提一下。
So there's also some special events mentioned in Book of Joel.
那约珥书第三章三十一节有讲到日食这样的一个预言。
So in Book of Joel, Chapter 2, verses 31, talk about some astrological events like a solar eclipse.
就是日头要变为黑暗。
So the sun will turn into darkness.
还有呢，血月哦，月亮要变成染成血红。
And the moon to blood.
那么这个也正好是应验了启示录第六章十二节说的，揭开第六印的时候，我又看见地大震动，日头变黑像麻布，满月变红像血。
Also mentioned in Revelation chapter 6, verses 12, I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair.
2000年前的预言，我们知道今年都实现了。
So it happened this year, and it was mentioned in Bible 2000 years ago.
今年美国有两个日全食。
There's two solar eclipses in America.
而且这条线呢，刚好经过美国，好像画一条线一样。
So there's a belt.
然后太阳、月亮对着地球，好像一把剑射向地球，指向地球。
And the belt of solar eclipse just like a sword, pointing from sun into earth.
而且它指的地方就是美国。
And then pointed toward America.
我们怎么承受得了
？So how can we bear it?
还有我在讲这个血月啊，去年就在有一年四次连环血月。
So last year, there's four episodes of Blood Moon happened.
我想各位都知道这些事情啊。
So it's known to everybody here.
因为有这么多事情，表示有大事要发生。
Because something important will happen.
所以今年也是马丁路德改教第五百年。
Also, this is the 500th anniversary of Reformation by Martin Luther.
以色列建国七十年。
Also, the 7th anniversary of modern Israel.
那么有哪些事情要发生呢？
So we can see from the events
看看
on earth.
地面上的啊，那美国今年呢有发生了几个大的台风啊。
There's several hurricanes happened in America.
哈维来这个德州的侵袭啊，国家的损失啊超过一个战争所损失。
So Harvey damaged, causing damage in Texas more than a war.
接下来艾玛台风在佛罗里达，真是更大的损失了。
Then Irma caused damage in Florida.
洪都拉斯又一个损失。
And also in Honduras.
这是警告，这是神在警告。
This is a warning from God.
这些地震，墨西哥大地震啊。
Also, there's a major earthquake in Mexico.
五十七个，后来死了两百个啊。
So people died, probably 57 to 200 perished.
有三个台湾来的旅客在那边也死在里面了。
And three tourists from Taiwan also died during the earthquake in Mexico.
那么圣经又提到一个东西，有一件事情，就是在约珥书提到有蝗虫的，但是的饥荒，在我要强调饥荒这个重点。
Also, in Book of Joel mentioned famine.
所以我们听到饥荒，不要以为那是别人的事。
Don't think famine only happened.
是跟你我有你我有关的事啊。
So in Irvine it happened too.
如果这个世界发生饥荒了，我们都没有食物可以吃。
When famine happened, there's very limited food for us.
有几个迹象啊，除了你看看那个蜜蜂消失了。
So there's a disappearing bee colony.
黄蜂去跑来。
But there's bumblebees appear instead.
最近我家黄蜂跑来了。
So how?
对，那个黄蜂还不能叫蜂，那我们叫 wasp 是。
Oh, that's a different name called a wasp.
我去买药，他说。我说要杀蜜蜂了，他说蜜蜂不能杀，就是蜜蜂也叫做也不是蜜蜂，就防蜂就对了。
So there's a difference between bees and wasps. So you try to get a pesticide for wasps, but it will damage the bee colony as well.
你知道怎么杀防蜂吗
？So there's no way you can kill the wasp.
我们请人来杀，花了100多块钱，杀完了他走掉了，蜜蜂又跑来了。
So I spent $100 but didn't help.
结果我就自己杀。
So I tried again.
我怎么穿呢？我穿里面很厚的衣服，然后穿运动装，然后我买一个网子罩住我，去太空人这样子去拿了药自己去喷。
So I put on heavy clothes and a net along my face and then spread the pesticide.
我跟他长期作战。
So it's a long-term warfare.
傍晚去喷。
And then I spread the pesticide.
喷完了第二天看一看。
And then I check it out the next day.
他又来，我再喷。
So if it's there's some more, then I spread more.
关键是你要抓到那个蜂王，如果蜂王没有抓到，你光喷没有用的。
But you need to kill the queen, otherwise it will just come back.
那么除了这样的，还有很多基因改良的食品，那是很危险。
And GMO is the issue also.
本来是要防治病虫害，可是基因改良食品如果发生病虫害的话，那它的种子不能繁殖，我们就没有食物了。
And GMO sometimes will affect the harvest. Then we will have problems of famine.
所以要预备粮食。
So we need to put away food.
我这个有受什么受虐待妄想症是，所以我都鼓励大家你要准备三个月的粮食。
So I have some persecution paranoid. So I want to put away 3 months supplies of food.
不是米啊面条这些东西哦，因为到时候没有电啊，没有水，你知道要一些饼干啊。
So you want to prepare edible because at that time probably you don't have electricity to cook.
其实不只是我，犹太人也有这样的预备，他们是觉得什么时候有灾难了，他们要买房子买很大，让难民可以住他家啊，住三天两夜不要钱的，让他们先躲到另外一个地方去。
So Jewish people have this mentality also. They like to buy big houses for refugees to come.
所以末世的时候，我们要为着这些。地面上所发生的灾难要做好准备。
So we talk about the events on earth.
第三个，我们就讲到个人人性的变坏。
And then we talk about depravity of humanity.
啊，你知道这不用讲了，这恐怖分子看到人就杀，人家跟他无眼无仇，他就随便杀人了。
So that's no more because you can see the terrorists, they have no regards for human life.
而且现在这个时代好像那个精神失常的人特别多。
Also, many people with mental difficulty, mental illness.
你开车没事，他也来撞你啊。
So sometimes you're driving, and then they swear into you.
那我坐在车上，这样手这样抖一抖，他也骂，他也很凶悍的骂，那不能吵，我这样打，这不行。
Sometimes you're just tapping the table, and people upset about my tapping the table.
还有一些什么同性婚姻的事情啊。他们也是叫得很嚣张啊！
哦 ，same-sex marriages right now they're into the mainstream。
这些事的发生，让我们看到末世的时候已经到了，不但到了，而且已经到门口了。
So I think we're at the last days。
不过弟兄姐妹，不要难过，不要灰心哦，因为这个到了，那么也是大收割的时候也到了。
But fear not, even that kind of difficulty, but we have great harvest coming。
我讲一些比较兴奋的事情哦。
So that we can have hope.
我们已经讲到第十四节了啊，第十四节第一句话就要福音要传遍天下。
So we talk about verses 14 because we need to spread the gospel to the whole world. So because the great harvest is among us.
不过要来临前你要忍耐，有一个什么叫光明来临前的大黑暗。
But be careful, there's darkness before the dawn.
这个时候黑暗势力要抬头。
Sometimes the dark power is gaining momentum.
哎呦，你打开电视一看，鬼电影。
Because there's many horror movie.
走进电影院去看，如果有六个 N 的话，至少有一两个 N 是在演鬼故事的。
So you can look at the theater or the TV. They all have the horror shows.
他演那么多，表示有市场嘛，很多人喜欢看嘛。
Because there's a market for that. That's the sci-fi channels.
下个月鬼节马上就到了。
So remember, there's a ghost month following.
很多人奇怪，这圣诞节不庆祝庆祝鬼节？你看看。
So we celebrate Halloween, celebrate ghosts instead of Christmas, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ.
庆祝圣诞节都好，同样是我就不懂，就是黑暗势力抬头。
So that's why the dark power gaining momentum.
最近有一个九十多岁的姐妹，她决志信主。
So recently, there was a 90-year-old sister decided to come to the Lord.
准备在感恩节要受洗。
So she will be baptized during Thanksgiving.
我一回来，她马上黄师母告诉我说：“这位姐妹，她晚上每天做梦做噩梦。”
So she had dreams every night.
这真的是我说是属灵征战。
Because it's a spiritual struggle.
我说好，我礼拜天有服事，等我过来，我为她家祷告，为她赶鬼祷告。
So I will come and pray for her to cast out her demon because she's been having nightmare.
所以我们现在我面对的是一个属灵的征战，最后时期是一个属灵的征战。
Because there's a spiritual warfare going on.
在以弗所书第六章十二节说，我们所面临的不是属血气的，是属灵的战争。
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual force of evils.
所以我们基督徒就要做装备。
So we need to be equipped.
要祷告的装备，要圣经的装备，要全副圣灵的武装。
So we need to equip with prayer and Bible study so that we can be prepared for the spiritual warfare.
我感谢主，这个时候呢，圣灵也在工作。
But however, the Holy Spirit is also working.
主耶稣在升天的时候告诉门徒说，你们要把福音传遍全世界，但是不要马上去，要等什么？等圣灵降临在你们身上，你们必得着能力到耶路撒冷、犹太全地，直到地极，做我的见证，是不是？
You know, Jesus mentioned our great commission to spread the gospel to the end of the earth, but we have to wait for the Holy Spirit to come upon us.
在约珥书啊，也是更好不谋而合，他这是两个相差七百年了。约珥书二章三十二节说我的灵要浇灌我的使女，我的仆人。
Because the Spirit will upon my children and my servant.
所以末后的世代是圣灵复兴的世代。
Because the end time is also the revival of the Holy Spirit.
我看到有一些教会想要去传福音，想要复兴，用很多人的方法，很多言辞，企图要把他说服一个人来信。
Because you can see the difficulty to convince people to come to Christ.
结果做得满头大汗，忙得要命，结果带领不到人信主。
You spend so much effort, but there's no result. People will not come to Christ.
跑来问我，我说为什么会这样？
So people ask me, how so?
我什么能力？我什么努力？劳力无所获。
So I spend so much effort, how come there's no result?
我就告诉他，我说你用错方法了，不是用头脑的方法，是吗？是用圣灵的方法。
Because it's up to the Spirit, not through our brain or our wisdom.
我问过信耶稣的，我说你是不是有人跟你讲话辩论，结果你辩输了，所以讲输了，所以被他说服了，所以相信耶稣的，有的请举手。
Think about yourself. How did you come to Jesus Christ? Did you lose the argument when someone tried to spread the gospel? Then you decided to come to Christ?
没有啊，对不对？
Not a single one, right?
我来讲一个故事，真的故事，这是发生的。
So I'm telling you a real story.
有一个人呢，他抵挡了二十年，他就是不信。
So I tried to lead a person for the past 20 years to come to Christ, but he didn't accept my gospel.
有一个姐妹，她很爱主，然后她奉献出来传道，然后呢，就开了一家小小的教会。
So there one sister, she started a small church to spread the gospel.
这是黄师母他们的姐妹就奉献一个房子，借他们使用。
So that's from my wife, one of the sisters. They dedicated their house to be a small church.
用了十年了。
So it's been 10 years.
用到了十年的时候呢，他们就觉得说，是这个教会必须要成长，没有成长的话呢，他们就房子要弄别的用。不过他们也很有度量，就说那你是不是考虑找别的地方哈？
Because the lease is up, so they were thinking maybe you have to move this church into another location.
一找了五年都找不到。
So they tried 5 years to find another location without success.
哇，这个姐妹很努力的传福音工作，教会人数也不断的增加哈。后来从一个姐妹成为一个女传道，一个女传道，后来安利我成为女牧师。
So she was a missionary, and then she became a pastor and spread the gospel, and the church has been growing.
那我每次回台湾呢，都会去跟这个教会有一些搭配的服事啊。
So every time I went back to Taiwan, I tried to help her and serve the Lord.
那后来呢，很奇妙的就是他们社区刚好高雄发生气爆嘛。
And then there's a gas explosion in Kaohsiung, Taiwan.
那他们就去煮饭给那些受灾的灾户吃啊。
So they volunteer and cook for the victim.
结果神就祝福他，就有一个机构啊，就夏忠谦牧师就拨经费给他们做这种灾民的服务工作。
And then another organization saw their service and decided to give them some funding.
然后他们就开始想到，有点固定的收入就可以，因为他们人很少，奉献很少，想要去买糖根本就做梦。结果他们就想可以开始来买房子啊。
Because there's not enough offering from the congregation because it's this funding, they decided to buy a permanent building for their church.
可是高雄要做那个轻轨，哇，那个房子涨价涨得很高啊，他根本就买不到。
But the housing has been going up in Kaohsiung, so they couldn't afford.
神很奇妙的，让他们根本没有存款就买到很便宜的房子。
But miraculously, they were able to buy a house cheap.
那个房子在一个在那个什么，在那个光华路很热闹的地方啊，他买了十多，买了一百多平，正常价格应该要说没有一千五百万，也要两千万才买得到。
So the prime location is very expensive.
结果他们不到一千万就标到了。
And then they won the bid below the market price.
连他们的里长都很不可思议，说你们怎么买的？我说我都不知道，里长最知道了，那都买不到。
So even the neighbor was surprised they can win the bid with a low bid.
然后要装潢更是一个人，他根本没有钱装潢嘛。
And they don't have time to furnish.
然后，他说：“那我就随便装潢一下吧。”
So they just put the bare essential.
但是那个人估价是要230万，他手上大概只有根本没有钱，230万哪里来啊
？They don't even have enough money to furnish the bare essential.
但神就很奇妙的供应了。
But God miraculously supplied them.
哇，现在已经有一个很漂亮的教堂了。
And then, so they have a wonderful church now.
好，我就讲到重点了。这个女的牧师最大的遗憾是她的丈夫根本不信耶稣。
But however, her husband was still a non-believer.
她传福音传了20年，带了很多人信主，也买了教堂，而她的丈夫就是不信耶稣。
She built a church. She brought many people to the Lord, but her husband still.A non-believer.
这是他的心中很大的遗憾。
So that's a tremendous regret on her part.
然后他先生是一个好人。
Her husband is a good person.
我去年回台湾，刚好我的生日，哎，结果他两夫妻就请我吃饭。
So I went back to Taiwan. It was my birthday. They treat me to a dinner.
为我庆生啊。
To celebrate my birthday.
那这一次呢，我回去了。本来安排讲到后来不能去，不是他不放过我，他叫我礼拜二在他们什么祷告会再去讲一场，所以我就去了。
So this time around, they insist I have to preach again.
那这个女牧师呢，又把她的丈夫又会后又带来，我们又一起吃饭了。
So she brought her husband have dinner with me again.
那我在心中祷告。
So I was praying for them.
那你们都知道，我不会说，我不会跟人家讲一套道理叫人家信嘛，对不对？我在上课的时候讲过了啊。
Because you know, during my Sunday school, I don't try to use with a big talk to bring the people to the Lord.
所以一见面我就问他说，我说今天呢，你可以问我任何问题。
So you can ask me any question today.
但是我只要问你一个问题。
But I would just ask you one question.
你什么时候要受洗？
So when are you going to be baptized?
他想了半天不讲。
And he didn't answer.
后来他的妻子离开上洗手间的时候，他洗手间呢，他开始讲了。
So when his wife went to the restroom, then he opened up.
他讲了三个问题。
So he asked me three questions.
第一个问题。
Question number one.
我太太根本不做家事，从来不煮饭。
So my wife never cooked for me.
我说我家的女人呢都不煮饭了。
So how come woman?
我说我几个妹妹，她们从来没有煮过饭呢。
So I said my sister.
他们家冰箱空的。
So my refrigerator is always empty.
我女儿也不会煮饭呢。
My daughter doesn't cook.
我们家还好了哈。
So I don't know about Pastor.
我这个是女人比我还有一个更好的，煮的更好的。
So I think Pastor Yes wife is a wonderful cook.
那个人当然是我了。
Right, but I can cook.
结果他一听，哦，原来这个是社会。主流，原来不是只有他太太这样啊。
Well, not only the missionary wife doesn't cook, many women doesn't cook nowadays.
那他的怨恨好像是比较消了一点的哈。
So maybe Pastor Ye is luckier.
然后他要讲出他心中不满出来。
So that's why he was not happy about
it. 他去当领传道，领传道根本就看不到他的钱回来。
Right, and then she never brought any money home, being a missionary.
他的意思说，我生日也没有送我礼物，也从来没有请我去吃一顿饭，就是这个意思。
So she never gave me any birthday present or took me out for dinner to celebrate.
那我就回答他了。
My response was,
我说你的太太在做善事。
So she's working for God.
我的岳父90岁受洗的人啊。
So my father-in-law baptized when he was
90. 你太太常常买水果去看我岳父，我连我岳父都吃过你太太的那个。 做牧师赚的钱买水果来的。
But your wife brought fruit to my father-in-law all the time, so she spent her money on my father-in-law.
我这样讲，你们千万不要让叶牧师自己掏腰包去买水果去开会哦。
Okay, don't bring fruit to me. That's not what I meant.
我说你太太在做善事啊。
Because your wife's doing good things.
她积存财宝在天上啊。
Because her treasure is in heaven.
结果我都90岁受洗了，她跟我一起跟她施洗的。
Yeah, because my father-in-law baptized 90 years old because of her.
他心里这股怨气就又消了许多了。
So that's why he feel better about his wife.
还有第三个问题啊。
And then another issue.
他那教会是山寨版的。
But his church is not a real church.
山寨版，你知道吧？
It's not a sanctioned church in a way.
就是没有宗派的嘛，叫山寨版。
Because non-denominational, so it's not sanctioned by any denomination.
我告诉他，我说教会是正版、山寨版，不在外表，不在组织，而在他的信仰是不是纯正，是不是合乎圣经。
So it's about the belief whether it's biblical or not. Doesn't matter whether it's sanctioned or not.
我说你能同意吗
？So do you agree?
他同意的。我说我告诉你、
so、，He agreed.
因为神给我恩典呢，因为高雄林良堂啊，他我退休以后呢，他又把我这个等于是收纳为他们的宣教士。我说我现在是高雄最大教会的宣教士，我来跟你认证够不够
？So God's grace, after I retired, the church took me as a missionary for the church.
我说你如果要认证的话，哎，你要加入高雄林良堂，我欢迎你，我马上介绍，明天马上就变成林良堂了，要不要？
So I can work to make a name, being sanctioned.
所以这个他的怨气又消了，山寨版的问题又没有了哈。
So that issue was resolved.
我说那现在我问你了。
So now it's my turn.
你要不要帮忙你的妻子
？Do you want to help your wife?
她是在这里一个很成功的一位女牧师。
She's a very successful missionary.
但她身上有一根刺。这个刺就是你，因为你没有信耶稣嘛，你没有光彩。
But there's a thorn on her side because you're still a non-believer.
我说你现在退休下来，你要不要为永恒的事情来做努力
？So you should strive for something eternal.
你就受洗，然后你可以名正言顺站出来支持他，我回来也挺你。
So you should get baptized and support your wife openly. Then I'll come and support you even more. 他当
场决志信耶稣。
So he decided to accept Jesus.
所以我答应他，我下次回去要为他施洗。
So I promise I will go back to baptize him next time.
圣灵的工作。
So this is the Holy Spirit at work.
我没有讲什么。
I didn't say much.
他就信了耶稣了。
And he believed in Jesus.
所以在末后的时代，我们要依靠圣灵来工作。
So we have to depending on
圣灵给我们大复兴。
So the revival of the church is starting.
那么教会大复兴，教会大复兴已经开始了。
So this is the beginning of the Great Church Revival.
我这次回去看到高雄林良堂啊。
So the revival life in Kaohsiung.
短短几年当中啊，人数已经加了3倍。
In short period of time, they tripled their congregation.
他每天每一场聚会主日1500个人还坐不下，坐两场坐不下。
So 1500 at the worship, and then that they even have.They need 2 services.
然后停车场都是满满的。
And a parking lot was packed.
因为他们祝福太多了，所以他们要往外发展。
So there's so much blessing. They are planting another church.
所以明年他要请我带那个短宣队要向欧洲去发展去了。
So they want me to lead their short-term mission to Europe.
现在是开始跨文化宣教的时候了。
So it's time to spread the gospel.
从前宣教我们在台湾的叫三地宣教嘛，是哈。
So in the past, missionary would go to the aboriginal.
后来呢，就是中国宣教嘛。
Going to China.
现在更进一步是向未得之民宣教。
Now we spread the gospel to unsaved people.
跨文化的宣教。
So cross-cultural.
用第三国语文的宣教。
Even use the third language.
就我们讲华语的，我们透过英语来向那些其他的民族来宣教。
So we're speaking Mandarin and English, but we're spreading the gospel to the people speaking non-English and non-Mandarin.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我们南城县浸信会是走在圣灵的浪潮里面。
So we're under Southern Baptist Convention under the aegis of Holy Spirit.
我们是多语言的聚会。
We worship multicultural.
而且是多民族的聚会。
and then multi people as well.
对华人教会啊，这单一民族的聚会好像持平，或者是有点走下坡的这种感觉。
Monolingual church is diminishing or plateauing.
我前不久去一个专门讲台语的教会聚会哦。
So I went to a church worship in Taiwanese.
他那个人数一直减少，减少，减少到什么地方呢？降到我要去讲到找不到人。他说不是，在隔壁楼上那个什么一个小教室里面呢。
So the number decreasing into a small classroom only.
萎缩了。
So it's just like
我们要用神的眼光来看事情，所有的人都是神的子民，不要局限在小的圈圈里面。
So are all church people, we should go outside the box.
我鼓励过台湾牧师，我说你除了这个台湾人，那没有别的人做吗？我说你华人，他说华人不来，华人不来，还有墨西哥人啊，那还有越南人，你为什么不做
？So not only spreading a gospel to Taiwanese, Chinese, Mexican, anybody.
因为我们的次文化，在美国我们是讲次文化，我们次文化民族对次文化民族传福音比较快，他们正规 老美要对那些次文化人传福音，他还有点隔阂，就像我去匈牙利跟吉普赛人一样的道理。
So immigrants spread gospel to other immigrants.
所以说，大复兴已经开始，我们要迎接这个复兴的浪潮。
So we should ride the wave to spread the gospel.
好，第三个，在最后的时候呢，第十四节哈。就在末期来临，末期来临就是要什么？要审判的，神要审判这个世界。
So verses 14 talk about the final judgment.
神要审判世界，从以色列家先开始。
It will start from the house of Israel.
我再讲一个故事哈。
So another story.
那服侍神很小心呐。
So you have to be careful in serving.
有一个牧师啊，当然不是叶牧师，有一个牧师呢，他因为他要替教会买了一块地，要盖教堂。
So because they're building a church, buying a piece of land.
因为钱不够，所以牧师就想办法要投资啊。
So there's not enough money, so they try to invest the building fund.
然后他自作主张把教会的钱拿去投资砂石的生意。
So invest on the sand.
从人的头脑来想，这个砂石生意是很赚钱的，因为砂石变黄金嘛。
So because it's a building block, so you can turn that into gold.
是不是？从河里面也不要钱，就是挖一挖，然后就可以卖人家盖房子，是变黄金了嘛？稳赚不赔啊！
So you can get the sand from the riverbed and sell it to the construction company and turn it into money.
问题是他挖的地方挖错了，人家检举啊，说你这个什么妨害什么什么什么什么河道啊，结果那个不能挖，不能挖，那个砂石厂就垮了。
And because they have some legal issue, talking about environmental damages around.
垮了之后呢，血本无归啊。
So they were fined, and they lost money.
这个报上讲的很难听的，说牧师什么挪用公款了，他一毛钱都没有，他很威望，知不知道？哎呀，说什么偷了钱了，然后教会的钱泡汤了。无论如何，想用人的方法，哪怕也很好心来做神的工作，就是不能得不到效果，而且呢，还满头是灰啊。
And the news report painted a different way, accused the pastor embezzled the church money.
所以审判是从以色列家开始，是从神的家开始。
So the final judgment started with the house of Israel and from the church.
做神的工要用神的方法，不是用人的方法。
So we do the spiritual through this believing God, not just our own way.
那后来这个牧师离开以后呢，那个教会就盖起来，盖了五亿。
So after this pastor left, they succeeded in building a big church.
哇，我们看到很担心的，七亿，他开始没有多少人呢。
And there's a small congregation.
但是我们的阿巴父神是富有的。
But God is faithful and God is rich.
不到几年功夫，不但人增加了，现在他说他还到剩下两亿而已。
So they richly bless them, and then so that they can repay the mortgage.
他们就有能力对外宣教了。
So they can even spread the gospel, sending missionary.
所以要很小心在神的工作上面。那么在末后审判之前呢，从以色列家开始，接下来我们要迎接，准备好来迎接主的再来。
So next, preparing to receive the Lord.
马太福音二十五章有讲到十个童女啊。
So Matthew chapter 25 talk about the parable of 10 virgins.
五个有准备，五个没有准备。
Five were ready, five were not.
所以我们要效法那五个聪明的，最好准备主耶稣的再来。
So we should model the five that were ready to receive the Lord.
准备好做什么？要来领奖赏的。
Because we need to receive the crown, the reward.
因为圣经上面有七种冠冕，到主耶稣审判的时候，要赐给合他心意、按照他心意来服侍的人。
According to Bible, during the final judgment, there are seven kinds of crown.
第一种冠冕是生命的冠冕。
The first one is crown of life.
启示录二章十节啊。
So that's in Revelation.
第二种冠冕是黄金的冠冕，在启示录四章四节的。
And the second one is crown of gold.
第四种有得胜的冠冕，在启示录六章二节。
And then crown of victory in the Revelation chapter 6 verses 2.
第五种冠冕是荣耀的冠冕，在彼得前书五章四节。
And also a crown of glory in 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 4.
不能坏的冠冕，在哥林多前书九章二十五节的。
And also the crown that will last forever, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verses 25.
第七种冠冕是公义的冠冕，在提摩太后书四章八节。
And crown of righteousness in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 8.
有这么多的冠冕要来赏赐给我们。
There are so many crowns ready for us to claim.
所以主耶稣这次的再来，他不再是婴，在马槽里的婴孩了。
So he won't be born into the manger again.
他要率领众天使天君荣耀的降临。
So he will come with the angels.
他来审判这个世界。
And judge the world.
在那个时候，我们站在主的审判台前。
So we'll be judged in front of the great white throne.
我们要准备好领奖赏。
So we should be ready for the reward.
最近有一些人比较聪明啊，就是说到快要死了，赶快来信耶稣啊。
Some are smart, thinking maybe just before I die, then I accept Jesus.
我遇到过好几个 case 啊。
So I have several examples like this.
但是信比不信好了，至少还能上天堂了哈。
Because they think right before they die, they can go to heaven.
但是我可以告诉各位，那是仅仅得救啊。
But they just barely.
就好像在火里面抢出来的一根木头一样啊。
So just like they're clinging to the wood during the flood.
我常常说，在天堂的时候，大家在唱歌赞美神，人家是穿了漂亮的衣服、衣袍嘛，啊，然后戴上主所赐的冠冕，你是大概穿一件睡衣吧，什么都没有啊。
So everyone else wearing a gown of righteousness, wearing a crown, and you are just wearing some pajamas.
所以我要鼓励弟兄姐妹，把握我们仅有的时间。
So I encourage brother and sister.
我们为永恒做准备。
Prepare for the eternity.
投入在神国那永恒的工作上面。
And devote yourself to the word of the kingdom.
当主再来的时候，我们可以领奖赏。
So we'll be ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告。
So let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你真的爱我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, thanks for loving us.
因为你让我们有得救的盼望。
You give us the hope of salvation.
在末世的时候，有许多的灾难跟困难，我们要去面对。
We have to face the difficulty, disaster during the end time.
求主帮助我们能够谨慎，能够在真理上站立得稳。
Help us to prepare to stand firm for the gospel.
我们也要为未来的审判来做好准备。对，把我们的生命投在永恒的工作上，多做主工，准备好领奖赏。
Ready for the final judgment and work to get the crown.
让我们在座的每一位都能够成为神所喜悦的儿女。
Let everyone here to become the children of God.
迎接主荣耀的再临。
To receive the second coming.
在主面前领奖赏。
And receive the crown and reward.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.